McKenna Perry. I live in Charleston, South Carolina, on James Island. The biggest difference I've seen is just unity. I was a pedicab driver downtown, so I spend a lot of time on the streets down here, especially around the time this all happened. And one thing that I noticed is that everybody just band together. Nobody went anywhere alone anymore. Nobody went anywhere without contacting anybody. And I just noticed that there was a lot, I guess people are on higher alert.
Jennifer Stringer Obie from Folly Beach, South Carolina. I've always treated everybody equally, or at least I feel like I have. But now I feel like I'm more in tune with it, even more so, just kind of making a point to communicate with all different, you know, races of people. And just kind of, you know, asking, how are you? How are you doing today? And just communicating and just being kind to others, because I just feel like we have to set that example, you know, to be all accepting and inclusive. I've got two young boys, and I would like for them to learn to just not look at color and just to accept everyone as who they are, because that's what makes the world interesting.